CliffCentral.com.
This dude came up to me last night and said that he and his mom, his mother had like brain tumors and her health was not great. And she had slip discs in her back and he had autism from birth. And they were just really like not in the most fortunate position health-wise.
Mm.
And they started smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
He and his mom. And he says it's the weed. They've cured themselves. I don't know. Obviously, science is still in the dark on this matter. But you never know, huh? I mean, sometimes it's a placebo. Sometimes the weed does have positive effects, but they haven't done enough experimentation on this to be able to conclusively come to an arrangement where we know that weed is good for you. We know it has certain useful characteristics when it comes to managing pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gareth, of course it's been proven. Why else do you think you get medicinal marijuana in America in vending machines?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the science is still out there on this one, I'm afraid.
But states have made it legal. Doctors are prescribing it.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, and some of them don't have to do with the medicinal part of marijuana, if you know what I mean.
Scientists are still undecided about it.
Yeah, they are.
You have the camp that are for its use because of its benefits, and then you have the others who say, no, it leads to early onset Alzheimer's, da-da-da-da. They're still undecided themselves.
But this guy's mom got rid of these four brain tumors.
But that's
amazing, wow. Right?
That's quite a thing to get rid of.
And he says, because he wanted to talk to me for hours, and you know, these things, you can't really spend too much time with one person. And he was telling me he takes these, he smokes marijuana, he has taken magic mushrooms, that's also helped him with his autism.
Oh.
And he does enemas. He washes out his asshole from the inside, squirts water up there, and then...
It sounds like quite a day. Enema and a magic mushroom.
How's that, huh?
That's going to...
Girl.
How's that?
So, you know what?
And he swears by this. And the reason I bring it up, Ben, is because you say you're tired some mornings, and we all feel like that some days.
Yeah.
He says since he's been doing these enemas and the magic mushrooms, he's never woken up tired. And for a minute there, I was jealous of him. Sure. And I thought, well, I know what I'm going to do when I go home, but I didn't.
See, but my only problem with the magic mushrooms is that you lose sight of reality.
I've never tried them, so I wouldn't know.
See, like, I have to wear glasses, right? And yeah. I've said this before, it really grinds my nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I've taken magic mushrooms, which isn't a lot of times, like, I've got 20/20 vision.
Really?
Like, life's perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But, I mean, like, you can obviously, like, you know, fuck out a little bit.
What's the magic ingredient in there?
It's just hallucinogenic. It's, I don't know. I mean, it's not like you buy it and there's a label on it saying this it contains.
Magic mushrooms, the same drug that, you know, people will take while they're away somewhere and then they start vomiting or having diarrhea and stuff like
no,
that.
Oh, no, that's ayahuasca.
Look at you.
Listen, I've met a lot of people who've been talking about this ayahuasca thing, right? And this is that dimethyltryptamine. That's what it's called.
So the who now?
That's the active ingredient in the ayahuasca. The ancient Egyptian priests used to chew it, and they'd chew acacia bark. Uh-huh. And then it would produce this dimethyltryptamine, which is apparently that's the drug that opens your mind and changes your life, and after that you are never the same.
Yes. Ooh.
That's why people go into the mountains in Peru with a shaman and they do this ayahuasca. Apparently it's a hell of a process. You could do it here in South Africa. There are apparently people who do it here.
Yeah, I heard. And then I was like,
but you shit all over the place. Yeah,
you throw up everywhere.
Yeah,
doesn't sound like it's necessary.
But people say like flips your entire life around. Like,
of course. Eugene Corza and I had a discussion about this at lunch while ago.
I thought you were going to say Eugene Corza and I tried.
Of course you're going to flip your life out. You just shat publicly. Yeah. I mean, that's going to really change a lot of things in your mind.
I mean, pushing a child out of your vagina turns your life around. I'm still not going to do it.
But I, like, literally, so I just, Chelsea Handler, the comedian, has this, like, deal with Netflix, and the first part of the deal was creating these documentaries. And so one of those documentaries was going to Peru and trying ayahuasca. So I was like, you know, I don't know what sort of manager or lawyer she had, but she's just getting to travel and try drugs on Netflix's money. Besides the point. So she did go to Peru and said, like, this was life altering transformation.
Yep, that's what everybody says.
So talk about that for a year of yes. If anyone wants to send me to Peru this year,
well, if anybody,
I'll say yes.
If anybody's tried ayahuasca, maybe they can tell us and let us know if it's worth it then. Like if the transformation and life being turned around, is it worth the process of going through it?
Wow.
I reckon it might just be an interesting experience. And I would hate to go through life never having tried it.
I can never imagine you ever coming close to doing that.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to do it under different circumstances.
No, you'd have to be held down.
Yeah, and my thing is I'd need... I don't know if I...
I mean, shitting all over.
Yeah.
It's not on my agenda.
No. You need like a friend who will just be your standby.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, like, if you go to some music festivals in this country, you'll still see people shitting all over the place, but it's not quite as hallucinogenic or glamorous.
No, then you, oh.
It's just called bosskaking.
But you see, the thing is, when you're that high, are you even aware that you are defecating all over the place?
You have to be because your senses are heightened, right? I don't know about you, but
apparently
poo
it's not
smells,
a, it's not a high. Like, you're not on this... You know, like I've seen people who are stoned. It's not that kind of thing at all. Apparently what it is you actually go on a trip. It feels to you like hours, but it's about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they tell me. And that you actually, if there are 10 people in a group of people doing ayahuasca, they all experience a similar thing. Like they feel like they're connecting to the spiritual realm and they feel like they've met God. That's what they say. They say it is extraordinary. And afterwards, without communicating with each other before or during, afterwards they have similar stories to tell. There's something that happens. You go on a you go into a parallel dimension. This is what they say. I mean, I don't know, I have never experienced this, but it does sound intriguing.
So it's like watching Star Wars basically.
Perhaps. Ooh. I would imagine that it's there's something that it triggers in people that they recount as some kind of spiritual experience.
So according to a website, which is called Soul Herbs, aka drugs, ayahuasca, the effects of ayahuasca can be felt in about 20 to 60 minutes after you take it in orally, but the intoxication can last on a person for up to 8 hours. Wow. So some of the positive effects is like your ego softening, feelings of love and empathy, a sense of inner peace and acceptance of self. Negative effects, fear or paranoia, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, body aches, sweat chills, and other flu or food poisoning like symptoms.
You see, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it.
This is just amazing. Feeling as though one is losing one's mind and feeling as though one is dying. Sure, sign me.
So it's kind of a bit like Mexican food, really, because you get the good ones that you enjoy and you feel great, and then you get the ones that just literally make you into a spew machine.
That's just you, Ben. I mean, like, your stomach can't handle it.
No, but it's true, though. I mean, if you get good quality food and bad quality food, depending where you get it, right? I mean, if you travel anywhere in the world, you will get those experiences. So maybe you got to. If you go high-end ayahuasca, you're fine.
Okay. Well,
apparently, this stuff will change your life, and the experience of being on it is just unbelievable.
I need somebody who's been on it to tell me that.
Yeah.
So there's a quiz here. I'll just take it and I'll let you know. It's, are you ready for ayahuasca?
By the way, how complicated is it to spell ayahuasca?
Yeah, if you're high, you can't spell this.
Spell it for me.
I-O.
Nope.
Nope. A-Y.
Yeah. A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A.
Ayahuasca. Ayahuasca.
Okay.
Mabs, let's do DMT.
No.
Come on.
What's DMT?
That's the active ingredient in ayahuasca.
No.
Come on.
How do you take that?
Don't know.
You do it.
You cannot imagine, according to Terence McKenna, you cannot imagine a stranger drug or a stranger experience.
Is now, that meant to be intriguing?
No. But the ancient priesthoods used to take this stuff. And that's how they came up with all of our religions.
I can't say that's how they dealt that would be with interesting. Being alive.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be interesting?
But, like, why hasn't someone just commercialized ayahuasca light, like a lovely green tea where you can just get a decent kick? You know, like, you don't lose your mind, but, I mean, your Tuesday's better. Mm. That would be kind of cool, huh?
You only shit yourself a little bit.
Yeah, look, I mean, you might have some nervous moments, but you don't ever, like, you know, lose it.
Controlled diarrhea.
Imagine, like, you've had a tough day, but you have a little spot of ayahuasca tea before you go to bed.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe you're onto something, Ben.
That would be great, because if you take an active ingredient like you spoke about, throw it together with some leaves.
That could be very interesting.
But here's something else on this website as well. It says, in order to prepare for your body for an ayahuasca ceremony from 3 weeks prior to mm-hmm. when you actually take it, you need to abstain from alcohol, cannabis, salty foods, fatty foods, sugary foods, sex, and any other drugs.
Yeah, apparently.
No, sorry, can't.
But ayahuasca sounds like the... Okay, no, sorry, change my mind. I was going to say it sounds like the perfect drug to have sex on, but not if you're vomiting and defecating all over the place.
Oh, no.
No, definitely
no,
not.
You'll have sex with a keyhole when you're on ayahuasca. CliffCentral.com